Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're looking at what happens when we experience difficulty and adversity in life, and we're looking at the light that allows us to keep moving forward and overcome that adversity. Our word for that light is hope, and our sense of hope, our sense of optimism about some desired future is actually a really, really motivating and driving thing. It allows us to keep moving forward. It's inspirational. Hope's a little bit like a candlelight, and it can actually be really, really easily extinguished when we encounter the winds of adversity and difficulty. So this week we've got some strategies for boosting your sense of hopefulness and finding the very likely sources of hope that you actually have all around you. We're all swimming in opportunities and examples of hope and optimism. It's just that the trick is to continue to see them and to find them. So I found a couple of different ways that we can access the hope that we may have in our life. Some people find it one of the best ways that they can find a sense of hope is to actually look at their own experiences in the past, their own achievements, the things that have worked really amazingly well for them, the times where they've previously encountered adversity and difficulty and overcome that, the strengths that they've used and the abilities that they have can be a huge booster for morale and hope. My second source of hope is people, their support, the people around us, their love and support for us. The fact that they're alongside us in this journey can be an incredibly hopeful thing. Sometimes having people around us that have been in similar experiences or that we have some respect and acknowledgement for, their journey and their ability to have overcome difficulty in their life can be a tremendous source of hope as well. And I guess the last type of person that can help us to kind of gather a sense of hope are those inspirational people, those people who have walked the difficult road, have stood up for something, have overcome or transcended. They're people that can inspire a sense of hope for us as well. And our connection with those, even through things like movies and books, can be something that can be really, really beneficial in inspiring and motivating us. My last tip is that we need to be really, really careful where we're actually holding our own magnifying glass. The reality is, even when we're facing difficulty, there's often opportunities, there's possibility for hope, as long as we can find it. And as a general rule, if we seek it, we see it. So we've got to keep looking for this stuff in our lives. Ultimately, the last sense of hope is that all of our life is fluid. There's no actual guarantee that tomorrow will be anything like today. And every new day offers new opportunities. And I think we can all find hope in that. So light your own candle this week with Mind Games.